Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And look who it is, Charlie Hurt. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
Doing just fine. Saw your column this morning. 75K a day over a pond. Your corrupt EPA thugs at work. I got to tell you, this agency is just running amok, doing all kinds of crazy things. And what you're talking about is something that happened, what, in Wyoming. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, basically, a farmer and his family decided to improve their property by building a small little pond and stocking it with trout so that their children could enjoy fishing. And of course, it provides an enormous, beautiful oasis for wildlife and things like that. And so the EPA found out about it. And they came after them. They charged them with violating the Clean Water Act because obviously you had to dam up part of the creek that went through their property. And they've now gone after them to the tune of threatened them with $75,000 a day in fines for every day they go without destroying the pond. And, you know, the thing that is just so shocking about this, Andy, is that these people were trying to improve their land. And, of course, just a few decades ago, the federal government was going all over the United States and paying people, like giving them money to build exactly this sort of thing because it was so good in terms of conserving water and preserving water, you know, upstream. It does nothing to dilute the water that people are able to get downstream. It just creates a place where some of the water stays while the rest of it passes right on through and goes on downstream.
It really is truly amazing because, you know, the other part of the equation is something you mentioned, you know. You got fish in a pond, you have birds, you've got, all kinds of, animals using it as a refuge. I mean, it's perfect. It's out in the middle of Wyoming. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, and these are people that obviously they love nature, they love the outdoors. And of course, the farmers themselves are the very people who cares more about the land? I would say a farmer whose life depends upon the wellness, the health of his property, probably cares more about it than some stupid bureaucrat who lives in a big city like Washington D.C. But that's what this agency is no longer about. Protecting the environment or anything like that. It's all about their power hungry thugs is what they are. And they harass these people, on these totally spurious charges. And of course, more than anything else, it's a great way for them to just rake in huge amounts of money in these fines. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Republicans should go out there and make some law that prohibits the EPA from keeping any of the fines that they manage to nick people with, but and of course the EPA, they do a very good job of making this argument that either you are for them or you're against the environment. Well, no, that's not at all true. We're all in favor of a healthy environment. We're all in favor of having clean water and clean air. It's just that we don't think that these people are doing a very good job of it, and they are out of control, tyrannical on top of it.
Yeah, not to mention they're a pretty big polluter themselves. All you have to do is
my goodness! I mean, you would. It is enough to make to blow your mind. As you know, Andy, here in your federal city, we have just launched a $2.6 billion operation to build these massive underground tunnels to hold all of the sewage that our treatment plant currently cannot handle. And here's what happens. Every time it rains, it's raining today here, for example. Every time it rains, you know what happens? All of that sewage, all the sewage from the EPA headquarters and all the federal agencies, the treatment plant can't handle the overflow. So what it does is it just dumps all of this untreated sewage directly from the offices of the Environmental Protection Agency and dumps it right into the Potomac River, where it all flows right into the Chesapeake Bay. And until we finish this $2.6 billion operation, the EPA's refuse, shall we say, will continue to directly pollute the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah. These people are nuts. Hey, you see the story last week that Valerie Richardson had in her own paper here? We heard about the family mining operation in this little town called Chicken, Alaska. The EPA came in, they brought helicopters and 8 armed officers to storm the mine to determine whether or not the owners were complying with the Clean Air Act. So the EPA says they heard it was a high traffic drug zone. That's why they arrived armed to the teeth wearing body armor. But the locals say that's a bunch of nonsense. And the best part of the story, Chicken, Alaska has a population of 7 people. Seven people.
It's just incredible. And I mean, who would have even thought that the EPA would have their own SWAT unit? But of course they do, because they need to go after people like this. But the truth of the matter is that these people, they don't like the environment so much as they just hate humans. And it is the EPA war on humans, because anything that is, except when they are flushing their toilet directly into the Chesapeake Bay, that's totally cool. They like that. They don't mind humans in that case. But in the case of humans actually trying to make a living and make the world a better place by building a pond, they want to stop that nonsense. They've got there's no room for that in the EPA doctrine.
Yeah. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. 75K a day over a pond. Your corrupt EPA thugs at work. It's in today's Washington Times, the nuclear option column by Charlie Hurd. Hey, Charlie, last week you and I talked about John Kerry. Remember? Did you hear what Bolton had to say about him? Check this soundbite, man. This has become one of my favorites this week.
We sent Secretary of State John Kerry to London to negotiate with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. That's like sending a cupcake to negotiate with a steak knife.
So now every time I see Kerry, you know, I see a picture of him or hear him talk, I think of a nickname, Cupcake.
With strawberry frosting, it would be strawberry cake with like that vanilla, frilly vanilla frosting. It would be very French, lacy like. But I'm thinking the steak knife is going to win.
I'm thinking the same thing. All right, Charlie. Hey, thanks a lot. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Andy.
See ya, Charlie Hurd, Washington Times nuclear option columnist. It is 1251, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.